want to talk about the God, our love, our provider, and our protection. John 3:16 tells us that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And the 17th verse goes on to tell us that that God did not send his son into the world to condemn it, but through him the world might be saved. And I looked that word up, condemn, and it declares to be wrong, guilty, unfit for use, sinners. But God didn't send his son into the world to say we was unfit, to sentence us. He sent him into the world that we might be saved. And we thank God for that. And you know, that is so good, for after all he had given him, and we were guilty, we was wrong, and maybe unfit for use. But God take that man called nothing and recycle it and make it what he want to be when we yield to him and let him have his way in our life. So, so that tells us, excuse me, that tells us how much he loves us. He gave his only begotten son. And then after he sent him into the world, he didn't send him to condemn us, but that we may come into repentance. And then after he did that, then he wanted us to do something. You know, we have to accept what he's done for us, the gift. And he tells us, the word tells us to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, strength, and mind. And love our neighbors as ourselves. And so we come into the family, then we have that love. Because the word tells us that love, he has shed his love abroad in our heart. But we have to develop it, you know. It just don't automatic grow. We got to develop it. And so we see how much he loves us, and to get in the family of God, Romans 10:9-10 tell us that if we believe in our heart and confess with our mouth, you know, that Jesus was buried and resurrected. And so if we believe that and confess it with our mouth and believe it in our heart, then we are part of the family. And then we are to bring others into the fold. But we have to walk in love. You know, we just can't do it. And speaking of love, you know, 1 Corinthians 13 chapter, I think it's been called the love chapter. And it tells us about what love isn't rude, and love doesn't seek it its own and don't try to have its way. And it tells us, when we read it, we'll see what all it says. And now, we have things, we have to work on it. Maybe I have a little jealous streak, then I have to work on that, you know. Don't feel guilty if you got some of these and I'm pretty sure we all have some. We hadn't got them all ironed out the way God wants us. And you know, several years ago, Sister Cora challenged us to read 1 Corinthians 13 chapter at least once a week for quite a while. So just read it. And I start reading it, and every day. And you know what? I found out that I was self-seeking. I tried to have my way. I didn't know it, that I kept reading it, you know. Because the thing wasn't like I wanted or wasn't done when I wanted, and I'm upset. I'm trying to have my way. But it helped me, you know. And thank God for the word. So that's the love part. And he's our provider. In Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter, the 19th verse, he said, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. And he tell us what to choose. He said, choose life. And it's up to us to choose life. God, I heard a person use it kind of like this. He's a gentleman. He won't force anything on you. We are free moral agent. But he want us to have the best. But we have to do something, you know. I think about, the Lord just gave me this today. I was thinking about it, and I say, My husband say, if he would just think about, you know, I've been married to you, we've been married for 50 years, and you've been such a sweet wife, and I'm gonna set up this account in the bank for you, and you can go shopping, and it's just for you now. You have to buy your gas, but buy whatever you want. And I was thinking about, I love to buy flowers this time of year. And you got the money to shop and buy the flowers, whatever you want. And it's set up now, and it's in my name is on and everything. But if I sit at home and do not use that, it's no good. So, you know, we have to seek and do what God tells us to do. And he done told us what to choose. So it's time for us to do what he said do. And you might say, well, you know, I really don't know. I get saved, and we got all the benefits. You know, when he was hanging on the cross, and just before he died, he said, it's finished. And when he said it was finished, I mean, it was finished. He did everything that we had a package deal. Our salvation, our healing, and our prosperity. All in a package deal. Yeah. You know, sometimes we can order. I see them advertising some kind of trimmer on the TV, and they show the different parts, but all the parts didn't come with it. You get the trimmer and maybe one part, but you don't get everything. You have to pay separate for it. So, but it's not so with what Jesus did for us. We got the whole package deal when we accept him as our personal Savior. In Matthew, the 6th chapter, and we see where he was telling us about how he cared for us and provide for us, but he didn't want no other God before him. He said, well, it didn't say it in that particular verse about being a jealous God, but he was saying you can't have two masters. You know, if you love one or hate the other one, you'll hold on to one and let go of the other one, so forth. And then he went on to say how he take care of the birds of the air, you know, and they don't labor for anything. They don't gather up and store in the barn, but he take care of them. And then he talked about the flowers of the field. You know, they are here today and gone tomorrow. But he dressed the field. He take care of all of that. Then said, aren't we much more important? So that's telling me God, he love us and he provide for us. But we can't just sit back and not do anything. We have to do something to receive what he has provided for us. You know, back in January, I believe it was, or February. And, you know, stopped getting messages on my phone. And I couldn't figure out what was going on. So I called the business office at AT&T. And one lady said, I see what's going on. I got it fixed. Well, it wasn't fixed. So the next week I called about four or five different people. The last man I called, I'm gonna fix him his home. Oh, he had me on the line holding and they just couldn't get it fixed. So he said, well, Miss Holmes, all I know is you have to use the pen. And years ago they gave us a pen, you know. You have to put in *98 and then put your pen in. And anyway, I didn't remember the pen or nothing. And he said, it may be in your phone. Said, but if it's not in your phone, you have to do that *98 and put your pen in. And so, anyway, when I sat down and did that, they had to give me another pen because I had forgotten the old one. And I had over 200 and some messages. You see, they were there, but I didn't get them. And people would tell me, say, you know, I called you and left a message. I said, well, I didn't get it, but it was there. I just had to put my pen in to get my message. In other words, you know, we have to sit down, get in God's word and find out how to get the benefits he provided for us. As pastors say a lot of time, if you're not watching Matlock, and of course I like the Waltons,